but we're community sponsored. We're not brought to you by Halliburton. We're not brought to you by Boeing. We're not brought to you by Raytheon. We're not brought to you by anyone who drops a bomb or shoots somebody. That's deep. And right now, in this kind of insane matrix world that we live in, this 1984 Orwellian world that we woke up to, the people who are making money are the people who are killing and hurting people. I don't get it. The people who are trying to save lives, the people who are trying to right the wrongs of social injustice, people here at WBAI, we're teetering on the edge and almost ready to go off the air. That doesn't make sense to me. In a world where we're trying to do something good for our children, we say we love our children. We say we want to have a better world for our children. What are you doing? What are you doing to change that? Are you paying $100 a month for your cable bill so they can lie to you? So they can be message multipliers for the military-industrial complex? Or are you donating to WBAI? 516-620-3602. I have just a few minutes left. Dare I state, I got less than a minute, right, Reggie? I got 30 seconds? 30 seconds. Okay. 516-620-3602. Where is my angel? Please do call. $1,000 pledge would be fantastic. A $5,000 pledge would be incredible. And remember, I'll name my teddy bear after that $10,000 pledge caller. 516-620-3602. It has been my pleasure being with you this hour. Please keep those calls coming in. It's really, really important. The 5-DVD set is yours. The Great Lies in History Pack $250 pledge by calling 516-620-3602. I'm Christine Blasdale. I want to thank Reggie, my dear friend, who's been here at the boards. Thank you so very much. And stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
Attention, WBAI listener sponsors. The WBAI Premium Hotline is now 347-529-6664. Once again, the number is 347-529-6664. Leave a message on the hotline, and a volunteer will address your concerns and get back to you as soon as possible. Once again, the number is 347-529-6664. Thank you once again for supporting WBAI New York Pacifica Radio.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio and online at WBAI.org.
The role of media in a democratic society should be to empower people to make decisions.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years.
You have very few powerful media outlets that are actually doing the two things that I think are the most central aims of good journalism, which is to give voice to the voiceless and hold those in power accountable.
WBAI, your community alternative.
Hello, you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City, and you can find us on your radio dial at 99.5 FM, and you can find us again on the web at WBAI.org. And I'm Catherine. I'm here in studio. I'm with you this evening, and I am looking forward to sharing some time with you and hoping to encourage you to make a donation to WBAI. You know, it's a very special radio station. I know you've heard a lot of fundraising over the day and preceding this one, and I will be fundraising as well, at least I hope so. And I just am taking this bit of a breather between programs so that you can realize that you're listening to a person who is live and alive in studio here with you, and we are very much looking forward to sharing this time. I'm going to start with a little bit of music, and then we will come back, and I can give you some options on how you might support WBAI. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for being with me here today.
Morning sun. history books tell it. They tell it so well. The cavalry's charge and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charge and the Indians died. Oh, the country was young then, with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War to us was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, it came and it went, and the reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the day it went, God's on your side. In the 1960s came the Vietnam War. Can someone tell me what we were fighting for? So many young men died, so many mothers cried. Now I ask the question, was God on our side? Through many dark hours I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. Oh, now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. That if God's on outside, he'll stop the next war. Jesus loves me, this I know.
working at the same time. We say we want peace, but nobody wants to change their own mind. On and on and on and on and on for 1,000 years, 1,000 years, I say, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. What language are your tears? Are your tears? Everybody wants to live life of kings and queens, but nobody wants to stay and plow the fields. Everybody wants to tell their neighbors how to live, but nobody wants to listen to how they feel. So it goes on and on and on.
In the coexistence. Beautiful. That was Michael Franti and Spearhead. And the song is The Love Enough, is Love Enough. And before that, we heard Aaron Neville with God on Your Side. And we opened with Michelle Indiarcello with Earth. And this program we have been calling Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine Davis. WBAI is in a fundraising drive. It's our traditional winter fundraising drive. And I am obliged as well as dedicated to raising some funds for WBAI Radio. So I wish to invite you to participate by making a phone call to 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and making a pledge of support. You can become a member of WBAI for $25, and that's always very much appreciated. For those of you who can offer a little more, then please do that. I invite you to make a donation in the amount that suits your capacity at this moment. It could be a $25 pledge or a $50 pledge, $75 pledge, and it goes on to infinity depending on your capacity to donate. And the truth of it is, when we make that donation, when we offer our energy and our time and our consideration and our caring for something, it contributes to that something, but it also enhances our own capacity for bringing abundance in our own lives, because what you hold in your heart is what returns to you. And for those of you that are able to be generous and are generous, then you'll receive that back in some ways, not always in ways expected, but there's a circle, a cycle that becomes complete, so that as we so that as we offer out the resource, that energy flows back to us. At least this is what I have discovered more and more. So I'm hoping that you will, in this late hour, take that extra step to support WBAI. And I would be most grateful, because I'm here, I'm alive, I'm living, I'm live. It's real time, and I can see here on the computer that pledges do or don't arrive, and it's nice to know that the work that you're doing is being received and that there is actually someone there listening to receive it. So if you can call 212-209-2950 and make a pledge of support, it is most appreciated. I do have some premiums, those gifts you receive in thanks for your pledge. And I'm going to tell you about them at this time. And these are things that you can enjoy, learn from, explore. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do, a lot of ways that you can make the most and make the best of the gift that we offer you. Of course, we all know that it's about supporting the radio station, but it's nice to get something back in exchange for your gift, a gift back. So for those of you who can pledge at the $75 level, I can offer you, in exchange for that $75 pledge of support, a few choices. We have a book and a DVD of the similar names. It's Healing Cancer from Inside Out. And this book, this DVD is a $75 pledge, or the book, though the new name for the book is The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson is also the producer of the DVD, Healing Cancer from Inside Out. So it's a $75 pledge for either the DVD or the book. If you would like to receive both in a package, it's a pledge of $125. Healing Cancer from Inside Out DVD and book package for your $125 pledge. Also at the $75 level, we have a political DVD that looked very interesting for me, Looking for Fidel by Oliver Stone. It's a $75 pledge of support. Academy Award-winning director Oliver Stone delivers a candid, in-depth conversation with one of the most controversial world leaders of our time, Fidel Castro. Oliver Stone challenges Castro to explain actions following the execution of three political dissidents who attempted to hijack a ferry to the United States in April of 2003. Castro's response and his actions were condemned worldwide, further isolating Cuba. Oliver Stone was given unprecedented access, interviewing not only Castro, but many of the prisoners, their wives, leading dissidents, and human rights advocates, all of whom expressed their views forcefully in the emotionally charged environment of Cuba. Whether or not you accept Castro's worldview, Oliver Stone's tough but fair portrait helps to illuminate Cuba's unique and complicated place in the world. Is Castro a moral leader defending his small island against a superpower, or is he an iron-fisted tyrant who tolerates no criticism? Or is the truth somewhere in between? I thought this might be an interesting flashback into the whole politic of Cuba and the revolution of Cuba with Fidel Castro, in light of the fact that President Barack Obama has really changed the dynamic by opening up relationships with Cuba. So it's interesting because we wonder sometimes how much of what we hear is propaganda and how much is real. But this is just one more offering that we can have a look at. And we're offering you this as a gift in thanks for your contribution of $75 to support WBAI. And again, we started out by saying we have this health premium as well, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, the DVD, or the book, or the package. And the package is $125. The number to call is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I also have for you the premium that I created for the program Heart of Mind. And you probably already heard some of this because I believe a program was broadcast last week, throughout the week, so you might have heard that. But I'm actually really very excited about a specific part of this package, and that's the Heart of Mine historical document collection on flash drive. And actually, if you were to go to the website, give to WBAI.org, and you looked up this premium Heart of Mind historical document collection on flash drive, it's a pledge of $150. But there on the shopping cart is my photo. I didn't expect them to put a photo of my face there, but actually, it's not so bad. I'm usually a little bit sensitive about being in pictures, but I'm getting used to it, and this one is probably, it looks like who I am, so that's definitely how I am, how I appear on my better days. The 2015 collection is a virtual library with approximately, the website says 100, but it's actually closer to 200. I counted it, added more stuff. It's approximately 200 PDF books, articles, and papers, which include The Ancient Doctrine of the Immortality of the Soul, multiple volumes of the Ancient Records of Egypt, published between 1903 and 1906, a historical map of Africa, Osiris and the Egyptian Resurrection, Volumes 1 and 2, published in 1911, with a combined 920 pages, and three volumes of Kush, the Journal of the Sudan Antiquities Services, from the years 1956, 1957, and 1958, the Corpus Hermeticum of the Thrice Greatest Hermes. And there's also esoteric material such as Theurgia or the Egyptian Mysteries of Iamblichus, or maybe it's Lamblichus. The Gnostics and Their Remains, published in 1887. The Divine Indwelling, published also in 1897. You will find all five books of the Law of One, a public domain version of A Course in Miracles, and that's 1,754 pages. The Golden Verses of Pythagoras, and early Christian texts such as the Nag Hammadi Library Gospel of Thomas. And I have three of the series, they're full books, on the Ante-Nicene Christian Library. And this library features writings, some of which was excised and banned as heresy by the councils, the Nicene Council. I believe there were actually nine councils, all told, that strove to conform the teachings of Christianity for all of the religions, which would be the Roman Catholic Church, the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Protestant churches. So over time, they took out all of those documents that didn't conform to their established doctrines. And so there was a great, they talk about reformation. I guess this was a confirmation of data to make sure that everybody was on the same page. There are also esoteric books on Hindu and Vedic culture, Bantu philosophy, Voodoo, Zen teachings, and much more. And for your pledge of $150, we can thank you with the Heart of Mind historical document collection on flash drive. So I have more that I could actually share with you about this disc, because it is pretty amazing in terms of the material that's on it. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, 14 folders or chapters. One is on American history. The second is ancient Kemet, Egyptian history. Then the Ante-Nicene Christian Library. There's a chapter on cosmic awareness, which is actually a journal, which in itself, it looks like it has, I can't count it now, but it looks like maybe 40 of the journal. There's a chapter on diverse cultural wisdom. And there is a document on the Bijak of Kabir, ancient Black Buddha, the Ano people, Bantu philosophy, bliss is within, Sri Swami Chidananda, astral projection, lucid dreaming, Doobe astral projection, Indian medicinal plants, indigenous prophecies, introduction to esoteric Hindu astrology. There's some research on the Naga people, philosophy of Tatwas on Sabu, it's a philosophy from Indonesia, the four Vedas, an entire English translation of the four Vedas. Let's see how many pages this is, if it will tell me. It's a huge document, I think. Yes, 1,446 pages to this English translation of the four Vedas. I'm going to close that up. Okay, close tabs. Let's see what else we've got here. Closed the wrong tab, unfortunately. We have the writings of Gerald Massey. It was very controversial. Perhaps we'll read some of that later. A chapter called Goddess, Hermes, another one. We have Modern Scholars, Ancient Knowledge, a chapter on mysticism. And we have some of the pathwork lectures, the Law of One, as I described, and the Book of Paradise. The Book of Paradise is a writing down of the stories of the ascetic monks and leaders that you would find living in monasteries and caves throughout Egypt, Samaria, I guess, Judea, that area of the world. But these are very ancient stories, and I have reason to believe that they predate Roman Christianity. What's really interesting about this material that we're sharing in this flash drive is that it really does suggest that all of the spiritual teachings and mystery teachings originated with the civilization of Egypt, Kemet, and were adapted and adopted by the Greek, the Romans, and finally the various churches of the modern world. So it's really interesting to delve back into these books that were published quite a time ago, translated. The translations are very good, but, you know, the archaeologists have their biases, I should say. So the actual Book of Paradise was published in 1904, and it was actually transcribed much, much earlier, but, you know, it had to be translated and then brought to the world. But it's a fascinating, fascinating series. And there's actually two versions. The second version, which is really just because it's a large book. Let's see, is how many pages, if we can see. 1,006. So it's actually over 2,000 pages. this Book of Paradise. So on the flash drive, it's a $150 pledge of support, but you're actually going to receive hundreds of books and thousands of pages of material. So it's well worth that pledge of $150 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And I know that it's midnight, and I know that it's not easy to get to the phone after midnight. Everyone is a bit groggy, and I didn't help by playing you that bit of music, but I felt we all needed a space to breathe and to enter into our hearts and feel a sense of appreciation for WBAI and hopefully for what it is that you gain from listening to this station and all the different programs that you enjoy. I do ask you to make a pledge by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Now we're going to go to some audio from the DVD Healing Cancer from Inside Out. And it's only a $75 pledge of support. And this two-hour film deals with the failings of conventional cancer treatments and shows how people have successfully been healed with dietary treatments. From Mike Anderson, the creator of the Rave Diet and Eating DVD. There is also a section on the cancer industry which explains the history behind cancer treatments, the suppression of alternative treatments, and why chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery are the only treatments available to mainstream medicine. Mike Anderson takes a look at the cancer industry with a critical eye given its failure to do what they claim to do, find a cure. Through basic nutrition, which boosts our own natural immune system, anyone with cancer or a chronic illness can reverse the effects of their disease. And this is according to this DVD, Healing Cancer from Inside Out. I'm one of the belief that diet makes a tremendous difference. I think that there's diseases complex. There are emotional factors. There are, and this is the one that's a little bit harder to defeat, and those are the environmental factors. I mean, if you have an exposure to toxins, if you are in some ways engaging in behaviors that might be contributing to your illness or your, you know, not being well, I think that there are multiple factors, and I believe that there are different things that you can do to make a significant difference. I do believe that disease states can be entirely reversed, but I feel that it's a complicated journey. Diet and nutrition makes a significant difference. I wouldn't make the claim that diet will reverse disease, but I do say that what you put into your body is going to have a significant impact on your body's immune system and your body's ability to deal with whatever challenge is being faced that you're facing. And so tools such as this are very helpful. They're very useful because when you're faced with a diagnosis, a challenge to your stability, a challenge to your health, a challenge to even your very life, it becomes a very fearful time and a very confusing time. And it really is helpful to know that there are very real things that you can do, and that you can cease to put toxins into your body if this is something that you're doing and it's having an impact. Or if you don't know what the factors might be, but you definitely want to give yourself the best options, the best chance for recovery, your lifestyle and your diet have a significant role to play. And the book that goes with the package at the $125 level, it's the companion to healing cancer from inside out, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle. And it talks about the meals that heal. And in this book are actual recipes, delicious recipes that you can prepare that will help you to have a more nutritious diet so that your body can heal. And it has breakfast suggestions, avocado slices, baked apple with raisins and cinnamon. It goes into various cereals and fruit drinks and other popular breakfasts. Barley scones, black beans with salsa on toast. Coffee cake, Well, that sounds like something I would normally eat. I mean, so it's not that it's telling you not to have delicious food. It's teaching you how to make wholesome food by using wholesome ingredients like maple syrup and bananas and cinnamon. So it's got quite a number of whole recipes in it. Salad, Mediterranean rice salad, mixed greens with apples and walnuts. Let's see, there's a lot of salads here. Spinach with fruit, spinach with wild rice, squash, corn, and bean salad. Making myself a little bit hungry here. So it goes on and it has a lot of really interesting recipes. Curried mushrooms, avocado and rice, cranberry persimmons relish. It has a recipe for guacamole, hummus dip, spinach dip. So it really allows you to enjoy food, but to make sure that your food is coming from healthy sources. And so this book alone, you would be pledging for Healing Cancer from Inside Out, the book, but it's actually called The Rave Diet and Lifestyle. And it's a very fascinating book, and it has an introduction, plus it talks about diet, disease, and weight loss, including talks about heart disease and cancer, hormone cancers, breast and prostate, conventional cancer treatments, and other diet-related diseases. And it talks about the diet and lifestyle, 21 days to a new you, no refined foods, no animal foods, no vegetable oils, no exceptions. So it's fairly strict, but apparently quite delicious. And it talks about protein and vitamin D, problems with glycemic index, osteoporosis and acidic diets, genetics, supplementation, raw foods versus cooked foods, soy and breast cancer. And then it has the dietary guidelines, diet food pyramid, reading labels and ingredients, rules for meal preparation, cooking without oil, making plain foods taste fabulous, flavorings, and it goes into seasoning, sauces, salad dressings, condiments, and sweeteners. So there's a lot here. And the sample recipes, as I described in the beginning. And the book is a $75 pledge. The DVD, which is a two-hour DVD, I think it's in two different sections. And that is a pledge of $75 as well. I'm going to play some of this for you. I'll play a little, start with a bit of transition music, and then we will go right into some excerpts from Healing Cancer from Inside Out. Stay tuned.
Always got a copy of everything, and some of the doctors that I that are out there actually said I was misdiagnosed. They will not count for, they would not give credit to the doc, to the diet. No, he didn't want to hear it. He would ask me on the diet, you know, after 3 months passed, and then, you know, I was noticeably not dying after 3 months, and then 6 months, I didn't die, and I was actually looking better. He would ask me, so what are you doing now? And I would start to tell him, and he'd cut me off and didn't want to hear it.
But other doctors are overcoming their skepticism and are starting to get the message.
My own medical doctor that diagnosed me, he ended up writing the foreword in my book, Living Foods Lifestyle. He sends his patients to my center today, still. I've had many doctors come and take my course after they've had dying patients come to my center that they were convinced would never live, and then they've become intrigued. They usually arrive with their arms folded and, you know, that's how they're looking like, I don't believe any of it, and you've got to convince me. And I tell them on day one, I'm not here to try to convince you of anything. I'm going to show you what it is, and you have your own choice. You can believe it or not believe it. I'm not here to try to convince you to think the way that I think. I ask them, how much nutritional training have you had? And when they really think about it, some of them will say, an hour, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours at the most of their entire medical career.
I'll never forget walking into the hospital that day. My father's cancer had spread. There was nothing they could do but give him 6 months to live and send him home to die. I remember the doctor well. He was a kind man with a difficult job. I admired my father's courage as he grappled with the news of his impending death. Years later, I met Mary Harrington.
I was diagnosed with malignant melanoma. At that point, he gave me 3 to 6 months to live.
How long was it before you started to notice changes?
I didn't die. So I knew something was happening. As a matter of fact, we were cleaning vegetables, and my son turned around and said, Mom, weren't you supposed to have... And I said, been gone by now? Yes, but here, it's 7 months and I'm still here. 10 months on the diet, I had my first scan. And I was clear, and I've been clear since.
Mary's not alone. Every year, thousands of people reverse a wide spectrum of cancers by going outside the system to seek alternative treatments. As I researched these treatments, I couldn't help but think about my father's doctor. Why didn't he know about these? As I've come to find out, if he did know and recommended an alternative treatment for cancer, he could not only lose his license, but go to jail. This didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense that Mary had to travel out of this country to get simple dietary treatments for cancer. Over the years, I've come to learn that when something doesn't make sense, if you follow the money, you'll usually find the answer. That's when I learned about the business of cancer. As you will soon discover, The search for a cure is hardly the altruistic endeavor you've been led to believe. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Even worse, when you look at the hard numbers, our current cancer treatments are appallingly ineffective. If you're a survivor of conventional cancer treatments, I both admire and congratulate you, because you've not only survived the disease, but the treatment. Unfortunately, you're part of a very small minority compared to the vast numbers of people who did not survive. And regardless how you may feel about conventional treatments, it's important that you watch this, because the chances cancer will return are almost certain unless you start making some big changes in your life.
The practitioner who used it was as big a phony as his device. Help stamp out quackery.
Mom, a quack is a quack, whether he comes from the South Seas or lives right here in the city. All he's interested in is taking money from people.
But when it comes to taking money from people by making false claims, no one does it better than conventional mainstream medicine. A cure is just around the corner has been the standard public relations pitch used to pump money into the cancer industry. And it was as familiar to your parents as it is to you. The medical community has been working on a cure for well over 100 years. The war on cancer was simply a massive infusion of funds, which ended up creating a bloated and ineffective medical bureaucracy. Some of those involved in the war saw this from the very beginning. 14 years after the war began, a landmark study showed that chemotherapy, the main weapon in the war, was somewhat effective for only 2 to 3% of all cancer patients, primarily those with the rarest kinds of cancer. And things have not changed since then. Here are the results of a study of every randomized controlled clinical trial performed in the U.S. between 1990 and 2004, which reported a statistically significant increase in 5-year survival due to the use of chemotherapy. What you see are goose eggs, or near goose eggs, for all of our major cancers. This latest study simply confirmed every study that has been conducted since the war on cancer began. The highest scores, testicular and Hodgkin's, represent only 2% of all cancers, and these rates are themselves not impressive. The medical profession generally considers any drug with less than 30% effectiveness to be no better than a placebo. What you see from studies conducted over the last 50 years is that for our major cancers, the effectiveness of conventional treatments is far less than a sugar pill. One of the problems with our approach to cancer is that it's focused on the tumor. In fact, you could say conventional medicine has a tumor fetish. The appearance of a tumor is like the appearance of idiot lights in your car. They appear only after a problem has developed. So what do? We try to shrink the tumor, cut it out, or we start amputating body parts to get rid of it. Can you see anything wrong with this picture? What caused the tumor in the first place? One of the problems with our approach to cancer is that it's focused on the tumor. In fact, you could say conventional medicine has a tumor fetish. The appearance of a tumor is like the appearance of...
Well, I think we've heard that already. Let's not listen to it again. You're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. And this program, Earth at Midnight, comes to you on midnights, Wednesday evenings, going into Thursday mornings. I'm Catherine Davis, and I am usually here with Paulette Spencer, and we share this experience with you. We have conversation. We've done a lot of conversation and listener phone calls over the last couple of weeks. But this is a moment when we're asking you to call, but to call in order to make a pledge. And you can do that at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And if you can make a pledge of $75, we can thank you with the 2-hour DVD program, Healing Cancer from Inside Out. Or you can choose the book, which gives you the more specific details on diet, nutrition, with recipes. The number again is 212-209-2950. If you can pledge at the $125 level, we can thank you with a book and the DVD as a package. Healing Cancer from Inside Out, 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And when you make that phone call, tell the call center you're interested in the program Healing Cancer from Inside Out. And it's interesting because it is true that people are become terrified from the prospect of having a diagnosis of cancer or maybe heart disease or hypertension, diabetes. There are so many chronic life-threatening diseases that are really, for the most part, not entirely, but for the most part, a consequence of our lifestyle choices. And, you know, there's the, like I said earlier, there's the problem of exposure to toxins within our foods and within our environment that we have to find other ways to mitigate. But there's a lot you can do to strengthen your immune system based on the choices that you make. And though I personally would think very hard before choosing chemical therapy, I understand that some people need to do that, feel they need to do that. And there are some conditions that can most definitely be helped. And if that is a choice that you make, that you choose to make, then it makes sense that you do everything humanly possible to make sure that your immune system is as uplifted as possible so that you can survive the treatment. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And we are featuring at this time the program Healing Cancer from Inside Out by Mike Anderson. 212-209-2950. I'm going to see if I can get to another track here that isn't a repetition of what we already heard. Let's hope for the best. The tracks are already edited on CD.
Say there were 100 people involved in a clinical trial of a new chemotherapy drug. Out of the 100, you expect 2 people to get breast cancer. But during the trial, after all 100 people were put on the drug, only 1 person got breast cancer, meaning the reduction in breast cancer was 1 person out of 100. This is called the absolute benefit, 1 in 100, or 1%. This is not good news for the drug company, because 1 in 100 could happen by chance. But remember, 2 people were expected to get breast cancer, and only 1 got it. And 1 divided by 2 equals a 50% reduction. Through the magic of number manipulation, this drug can all of a sudden reduce your chances of getting breast cancer by a whopping 50%. This is called the relative benefit. It magically turns the 1% absolute benefit into a 50% relative benefit. I call these rubber numbers. Of course, there are other problems. Even though this drug may have helped only one person, its side effects greatly raise the risk of developing secondary cancers and other diseases in all 100 people. In other words, everyone suffered harm from the drug, yet only one person may have been helped by the drug, and that could have been purely by chance. This was a hypothetical example. Here's one from the real world. A few years back, there were headline articles reporting a 49% decrease in the incidence of breast cancer in women who took tamoxifen for 5 years. In fact, the 49% benefit is a relative number. The absolute benefit was only 1.5%, far less than a sugar pill. Even worse, tamoxifen has many serious side effects, just one of them being liver and uterine cancer. The drug Herceptin has been described as amazing and unprecedented, a wonder drug. It's even been called a cure for breast cancer. Drug companies claimed that clinical trials showed a 46% decrease in recurring breast cancer. In fact, the absolute benefit was less than 1%. The only thing amazing about this drug was the public relations behind it. It was recently reported that a new drug produced a 23% improvement in survival for lung cancer patients. But if you look into the study, the 23% improvement translates into a survival benefit of a whopping 2 months versus those not taking the drug. Parenthetically, another 5% were expected to die as a result of the treatment itself, which was characterized as within accepted limits. Recently, headlines carried news about a new miracle cancer pill that prolonged life by 44%. Translated, that means if you take this miracle pill and endure its side effects, you may live a whopping 3 months longer.
He did offer for me to do chemo. And he said I might live, if we got the right formula, I might be able to live 3 extra more months.
I've asked the patient, in fact, this past weekend, what did this chemotherapy do for you? And they said, it helps me 4%. And I said, what does that mean? And they had no idea. They just kept saying 4%. And that just showed that they were trusting the doctor, but they had no idea how this was helping them, in fact, that it wasn't helping them at all. And when I explained to them what that actually broke down to be, they were shocked.
What we have is a continuum with cancer drugs. On the left, a few might get helped. On the right, a few die. And along the entire continuum, everyone suffers severe side effects, which could result in later death. When making a treatment decision, don't fall for rubber numbers because they'll bounce on you just like a bad check. Always ask for absolute benefits. Out of 100 people, how many will benefit? And what is that benefit in absolute terms? How many more days or months is this going to buy you?
So, you know, you can go and look at the fact that these treatments do not work in the vast majority of cancers, and you can take the papers and you can set them down in front of your doctor, your oncologist, and you can look them in the eye and say, look, this is what I read. Now you tell me that if I don't have this therapy that I'm going to die, or somehow this therapy is going to cure me. That's what you're implying. But here's the research, sir, ma'am. It says something different. Now how about let's discussing this in all honesty? And that's what patients really ought to do.
We have shown just a few of the many ways the cancer industry distorts statistics in order to show false progress and justify its cry for more government funding. The entire cancer industry thinks, talks, and breathes rubber numbers. And most doctors believe the manipulated numbers they feed to the public. Totally ineffective treatments are being called breakthroughs and miracles. And what's the patient get? A few more months of life and horrific life-threatening side effects.
In most of the studies that you'll look at, they're looking at perhaps 260 to 90 days increase of lifespan. Not whether or not that lifespan was worth living.
If the cancer industry was honest and presented their findings in absolute numbers instead of rubber numbers, they would be out of business. I don't care what study or treatment of our major cancers you evaluate, if you look at absolute real-world numbers, the performance of the cancer industry is downright appalling.
Wow, that's pretty interesting and pretty severe when you think about it. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons, I know a lot of people feel that this kind of material, this kind of information is somewhat controversial, and that the medical establishment shouldn't be challenged, or the research community should not be challenged. But I disagree. I have watched members of my family and friends go through these treatment processes with very, not pleasant outcomes. And I think that people should at least have all of the facts before going into and making these choices. And one of the reasons we offer this premium for you is really for you to be able to take a look at it. Just take a look at what's being presented to you. And we trust your capacity to look at it and judge for yourself. I think that this is really important information. I think that everyone should have access to what these numbers really mean. You know, it's all about, isn't it really about selling very often? That because they expected two people to recover and one person to recover out of 100, that they could somehow say that that's 50% recovery. I mean, to me, that sounds like a manipulation of the numbers in order to sell the information in the study. And the other part of the question I ask is, if all of these studies are funded by drug companies, won't they be written in such a way to benefit the drug company? I don't know. I just think that... Or at least run, I should say. They may be government-funded, but they're run by drug companies. I really think that we have to ask these questions. And why is it that when someone speaks about the potential of self-healing, the potential of being able to heal your own body based on understanding the chemical properties of the food that you choose to eat, of the substances that are entering your body, or even to understand your exposures? Because people will find the same kind of studies being done with regard to their exposure. You know, this has been happening for generations, where people are living by some toxic dump, and the corporations tell them, oh no, it's safe, you'll be fine. And what happens? People end up with, whole swaths of community that are ending up with different kinds of diseases and cancers because they're buying into the propaganda about these issues. And so this is really why a DVD such as this, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, is important, because it's challenging the well-funded propaganda that we're being fed from the perspective of the drug industry, Big Pharma, the ones who are profiting from the use of their formulas. And we, the public, you know, are, I guess, between a rock and a hard place, because a lot of money is going into the funding of these studies and these drugs. A lot of money is being paid for you to receive them, either your insurance company or whatever. So a lot of money is being dumped into the promotion of drug therapy. And it doesn't feel to me that this is a clean choice, because I don't feel that the information that we receive is pristine, is true, is giving us the real statistics. And what happens is that when you're in that situation, when you're in the hospital, you've been diagnosed with something very serious. The doctors are recommending a menu of choices, and they're all various versions of toxic soups that is designed to kill off the disease. Well, it may kill the disease, or it may kill your immune system. And it's really important for us to consider that maybe there's something else we can do. And if you at least consider that there are other choices, then that expands the ability and the possibility and potential of living long, surviving. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and we are asking you to send $75 to pledge, to donate $75 to WBAI Radio. And in exchange for that donation, we thank you with a copy of the DVD, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, or the accompanying book. So you would just call and say, I want the Healing Cancer DVD for $75, or you might want the Healing Cancer book for $75, or you can pledge for the package at the $125 level. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And for those of you who have more of a political sensibility, we have this DVD, Looking for Fidel, by Oliver Stone. I may yet play a little bit of this for you, but I'm going to go to just one or two more of these clips for Healing Cancer from Inside Out. And in this part two of this information, I think it's going to start talking about other types of diseases, and I believe we're going to hear a little something now, hold on, about diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So let's listen to this and see if you can be inspired to join, to support WBAI by calling 212-209 2950212.
Most people will accept the notion that eating a diet high in plant foods will prevent most cancers. These same people, however, find it difficult to believe that you can actually reverse cancer by adopting a plant-based diet. In this sense, it's useful to think about Nathan Pritikin, who was the first person to prove that heart disease can be reversed with a plant-based diet. At the time, mainstream medicine said this was simply impossible. And after he reversed his heart disease, he was greeted with 20 years of skepticism and doubt by the medical community. So much so that he willed that his body be autopsied and the results published in a medical journal, which they were. His arteries were as clean as a teenager's. Through the work of doctors Dean Ornish, Caldwell Esselstyn, and others, it has now been proven 1,000 times over that Nathan Pritikin's heart disease reversal was not a spontaneous remission, but the result of adopting a plant-based diet. Yet despite this overwhelming evidence, hospitals have not switched to diet as the primary method of treating heart disease. Why? There's simply no money in it. Instead, conventional medicine continues to treat the symptoms of heart disease with ineffective stents, statin drugs, and bypass surgeries, all of which bypass the cause of the problem. Another case of treating symptoms is adult onset diabetes. The American Diabetes Association will tell you there is no cure for adult onset diabetes, which simply means there is no drug that will cure the disease. And yet, adult onset diabetes is easily and quickly cured with a change in diet and lifestyle.
So I don't really believe there are any intelligent people in the scientific community that have any doubt that type 2 diabetes is caused by the rich Western diet. I think everybody agrees with that. But what they don't do is they don't take the next step, which is to say, okay, this is the cause of it, so what you ought to do is you ought to change your diet.
They come in and get on this program, and in 24 hours, they have cut their insulin by half. On day number 5 or 6, they don't need insulin at all, ever again. Now that, when you hear about it, I know sometimes you may hear things like this and you think, that's impossible. How could that be true? The doctor says this is incurable. You can't reverse it. It is not true. You can completely heal diabetes, and very, very quickly.
In most cases, 5 to 7 days. We have a few cases that are particularly severe.
Charlotte Gerson.
We find in 5 to 7 days, someone with type 2 diabetes, if they eat a 100% plant-based diet, uncooked, they're no longer on insulin. I haven't seen that not happen.
So, yes, the emphasis on treatment by the American Diabetic Association, by the American Heart Association, by the National Osteoporosis Foundation, and so on, they're all in the wrong direction. But they have a lot of big industry money that keeps them focused in that bad direction, too. This didn't just happen by circumstance, by happenstance. This happened because there is an active flow of money that keeps them in the direction of drugs and not in the direction of good diet.
You know, and it's not only cancer, but you know, I have people come in with lupus and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's and chronic fatigue syndrome and schizophrenia and obesity and diabetes and arthritis and osteoporosis and on, all kinds of diseases, not just cancer. People with multiple sclerosis. I mean, some of them have even gone blind from these things, and we have reversed blindness from it. I've had people with MS that were debilitated. I mean, not to even be able to get up and walk on their own, completely healed. Parkinson's patients coming in on day 1, shaking so dramatically that they couldn't even hold their hand out to shake it. By day 10, steady as a rock. Lupus. People come in wheelchairs sometimes. I mean, literally cannot raise their arm enough to feed themselves. And within 10 days, they're up and out of that wheelchair and walking. You know, AIDS and HIV. I've got so many testimonies now. I had one gentleman come. His viral load for AIDS was over 103,000 when he started my program. In 3 months, his viral load had dropped to 3,030. In 9 months, they could not detect the virus in his body. And his T cells had gone all the way back up. So we hear all the time that AIDS is incurable. Well, if it's incurable, then how is it disappearing from the body?
Interesting questions. Now, personally, I wouldn't go all the way with this video in terms of just accepting everything that's being said. And I think that just as I don't go all the way and accept what's being offered by the mainstream, but there is a lot of evidence of people making significant difference in their health, in their lives, based on changing their diet. Now, when you're going into a situation where you're in a treatment center or one of, you know, because a lot of these centers don't exist in the United States. They're in Mexico and other countries where they can function without being shut down by the FDA and other agencies within the United States. And someone might ask themselves, well, if that's the case, there must be something wrong with what they're doing and what they're saying. I don't believe that that's necessarily true. I think that the laws in the United States are such that don't allow things that are going against the orthodoxy of medicine to exist. It's a challenge. It becomes an economic challenge. And so we don't have a fair and balanced look at what's true and a fair and balanced way of understanding what's real. And what we hear about in this DVD are anecdotal stories about what has happened in certain instances with people who've gone to these healing centers. Now, there are lots of people who do, in fact, get well and reverse their symptoms. I'm just not speaking on that because I don't have the studies and the statistics in my hand, but I do know for a fact that people have been able to transform their health based on the choices that they've made. And those who have spent time at places like the Gerson Clinic with Charlotte Gerson really have, for all intents and purposes, reversed their conditions. Not everyone can afford to go to one of these healing centers. So, you know, in a way, it's a little bit of a challenge to tell or to say that someone should do that. But we can make our own choices within our own life, and we can come to an understanding of the impact of our food and our exposures and what's happening within our lives. And this DVD, this book, are really for that purpose. They're tools. They're ways of educating ourselves on the other half of the picture, the full picture, so that you can see that people indeed are thriving based on a very restrictive, meatless, plant-based diet. That's really what this program is suggesting, that by eating in a natural way, close to the earth, of natural substance that are grown from the earth, you can heal your body. You know, this reverberates in so many issues, because then you have to ask yourself, well, is this genetically modified food? Is this a real lettuce? Or is it a fake lettuce? Is it frankenfood? So, you know, the issues are very large, but it's really important for us because one plays into the other. If a plant-based diet can make a significant difference in the quality of your immune system, which is what will keep you alive longer and healthier, then maybe we have to consider how food is being grown, how the land is being cared for. Are we eating tremendous amounts of chemicals and pesticides? Are we eating plants that have been grown, you know, created to be able to sustain large amounts of pesticides? Are we eating plants that have been grown on denatured soil? So there are a lot of issues that come into play when we begin to recognize that plants, foods, are natural. Design was to eat foods of the earth, natural foods of the earth. When that becomes tainted, it also draws in the state of our environment. You know, so the issues really enfold within each other. And it's not for us, or certainly it's not for me, to judge what's right or what's wrong in terms of the choices that each individual makes, because people, you know, make the decisions that they feel is right for themselves. But I would love for you to be able to have the information at hand so that you can make a conscious choice and have a conscious understanding of the risks, no matter what path you might choose. So to choose the path of chemical therapy, conventional therapy, has its risks. if you're going to choose the path of natural healing and holistic and plant-based food, well, then you have to also consider the quality of that food, the quality of the soil, whether it's organic or pesticide-laden. And so there's a lot of shades to this discussion and to the consideration, but I believe that DVDs and information such as we're offering you today, Healing Cancer from Inside Out, is a way of expanding the dialogue. It's a way of knowing what questions to ask. It's a way of being able to make choices that are more informed and more in attune with one's self. And even, I believe, even a doctor understands the importance of the immune system and the importance of strengthening the immune system. So I hope that you will consider making that pledge, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I paused just a bit at that moment because I was realizing that very often the purpose of chemotherapy is to destroy the immune system. So I never understood that. I still don't understand it. But at any rate, the number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I'm looking at our numbers in terms of listeners, and while we don't have a ratings for the terrestrial radio, we do have ratings for the internet radio. And so there are close to 100 people, 100 of you listening on the internet, which suggests, by ratio, that there are probably several hundred more listening on their terrestrial radios. And this causes me to ask the question, why are we not getting pledges? I do want to really let you understand how important it is for you to support WBAI Radio and to do what you can to support the overnights. It's difficult to raise money in the overnight because it's a quiet time within our lives. Many of you are resting, maybe listening, but resting. So if you would make that extra effort to go to your phone, maybe it's right beside you, and dial the number 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And make a pledge of support for WBAI. I've been offering you a variety to choose from. You could certainly pledge for anything that you would like to pledge for, so maybe you heard earlier something you wish to pledge for, or you can donate in any amount. You can make a donation of $10 or $25, and that will earn you membership in WBAI, which has its benefits. You can pledge at any level. For those of you who enjoy some of the overnight programs, you can pledge in the name of those programs. Really, any program, Democracy Now!, The Morning Show. But the overnights are really struggling in terms of fundraising. And if you appreciate some of the programs that you hear in the overnight, please endeavor to support by making a pledge, and you can pledge in the name of Radio Unnameable or Midnight Ravers. I'm not sure if Earthwatch is still there, but whatever you listen to, pledge in the name of that show, And as it comes in at this time, it will show that those of you who listen in the overnight have some measure of appreciation for what you hear. So please do call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And make a pledge to support WBAI. Perhaps there's someone, one of you, maybe it's you, who really does have maybe a windfall, has the resources, has income such that you could make a donation and it wouldn't put too much of a dent in your pocket. And if that's the case, give a little more. Give a little more. If there are those of you, and I know there are because I'm often in that situation when $5 or $10 is a lot of money. And if you can donate at the $10 level, that's fine. It's most appreciated. And maybe you can become a WBAI buddy and donate on a ongoing basis. It might be easier to give $10 a month or $25 a month. That would be wonderful. But please do call 212-209-2950. You could also go to our donation site, give2wbai.org. That's using the number 2. give2wbai.org. Or call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You know, oh boy, you know, I can do the high-powered pitch, you know, the fast pitch, the driving pitch, the insistence that you call, the that really intense level of pitching. I find that it's harder to do after midnight. I feel in a very different state. I feel much more connected to the listeners. I feel connected to, I guess to you. I can feel the energy. It feels gentle. It feels quiet. It feels restful. Maybe some of you are working, but still the overnight, I used to work in the overnight, and it's kind of it takes a lot of your energy to just do that. So I do understand. However, it's so important for you to make a call. If you were to make that call, 212-209-2950, it would give some measure of relief, but also it will speak to the value of live programming in the overnights. We know that you listen and are engaged in a normal time. We get the phone calls, so I know that happens. When it comes time to raise funds, however, the engagement is a little bit lagging behind. And I understand it because it's a different energy. But just breathe deeply, move a little bit slower if need be, and grab the phone and make that phone call, 212-209-2950. You can become a member at at the $25 level. You can donate more. The $50 level would be great. $75 level, I have some gifts here prepared for you. And we've been speaking about the Healing Cancer from Inside Out. It's a DVD or a book at the $75 level and the package at $125. And that represents the pledge you could make to the station. WBAI is the station. And another premium you might choose is Oliver Stone's Looking for Fidel. And that's DVD can be yours for a pledge of $75. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm going to play some music for you as I transition and see if I can get the Fidel DVD loaded into the computer so you could hear a taste of what it's about. You may remember Vangelis, Song of the Seas.
The dissidents tried, convicted, and sentenced on Monday were Raul Rivero, who stayed in the span of 2 weeks.
At Cubans in the United States, if he arrived in the United States, U.S. law enforcement authorities would investigate and prosecute.
Diplomatic input section in Havana, James Hastings.
La situación de la disidencia en estos momentos en Cuba es una situación bastante difícil porque estamos siempre a merced del gobierno cubano. El gobierno totalitario no permite la oposición.
Este es un acto liberador y un acto de mucho valor. Y ya muchos lo están pagando con la expulsión del trabajo, expulsión de la universidad. Algunos están cumpliendo penas de cárcel como si hubieran asesinado a alguien.
El gobierno de Cuba una y otra vez dice...